Election 2011 coverage on Manx Radio.
Joining us today, 59-year-old Brian Stull, who's been chairman of Onchan Commissioners, joined the board in 2004, I think that is right, Mr. Stull,
yes.
A while ago, lives in King Edward Park in Onchan, married two children, trained as an electrical engineer, has worked in the building and plumbing industries, runs a livery stables and a property management company, holds a private pilot licence, and is a member of British Mensa. Onchan has three members right across the political spectrum. Now, one of the things you have been strong about in the last few months, is cutting the number of commissioners in Onchan. Do you think three is too many for Onchan? Three MHKs?
No, I think three MHKs is fine. Seven commissioners are too many.
So it's one law for one law for the other. Do you not think three is too many for Onchan?
Well, I think we need the MHK. Well, what we really need in politics in the Isle of Man are good candidates and good representatives. It's not about the numbers. It's about the quality. And that's the big problem with the island at the moment.
And should Onchan members stand together? They tend to go their separate ways, particularly these three at the moment. Should the three members vote as a body?
Well, no, I don't think you should ever have this block vote situation where you have to vote against something you truly believe. I'm an independent, and as you've probably seen by my record at Onchan, I've always been avidly in favour of individuals being individuals.
At whatever cost. I mean, your language has been robust. At one stage you said, I know a lot of people out there hate me.
Well,
I mean, strong stuff,
you tell me
it?
This. Let me ask you a question, Jeremy. I mean, Mr. Paxman. I mean, sorry. Let me ask you this question.
Yeah, I'm rather hoping to ask the questions myself.
Well, that's all right. But, I mean, rumour is circulating with regard to this issue that you've just raised that a petition of dolience was presented at Tynwald yesterday that involved my name. So that underlines the fact, does it not?
Well, putting that to one side, for I haven't examined all the petition of dolience writing
seen that.
As yet. You talk about Onchan, obviously. You've been a representative of the Commissioner's Board. Should Onchan be independent or should it join up with Douglas?
Oh, John, we're talking local issues. The Isle of Man is in serious, serious water here. Let's get away from the dog muck. What happens?
But that is what the electorate, a lot of the electorate will be worried about, but what you can do for them.
Well,
in Onchan.
They really, what can I do for them? I want to influence our government to look at the national issues. We've got to look very, very closely at our relationship with Europe. We've got issues with regard to 010. We've got issues with a health service that we can't fund, pensions we can't fund. And whether the local issues are relevant to the people is immaterial to me because we've got local commissioners. I've been a commissioner for a long time, and that is a local issue.
So you say the national issues at the moment are more important than the domestic ones as far as Onchan is concerned?
As far as the Isle of Man is concerned, we are on the edge of a precipice. It's wake-up time. I mean, Alan Bell has stated how bad he sees the future for us, and we're talking in the run-up to this election about issues that will pale into insignificance if we can't keep employment going. Moving money around on the island by work schemes and all the rest of it are all very, very well in the short term, but you have to realise we've committed ourselves over the last 50 years to revenue expenditure that we can't afford.
So cuts all round?
We need to bring money onto the island. That's a fundamental thing.
Before we're able to achieve that, is it cuts all round? Well, is an austerity government for the next 5 years?
I think we have to be. We have to get departments under control. The Department of Transport, in particular, I think, is one of the areas that we've got to seriously look at.
What buses, trains?
Some of the capital schemes that they've spent money on.
The infrastructure trains, department.
I'm getting the mix up here. We've got, I believe they've just spent £500,000 on storage facility for the road gritters. You know, I mean, these are the things we've got to look at.
Well, people complain if the roads aren't up to scratch, particularly in the winter. They were complaining about the roads coming to pieces. This is the sort of thing that the electorate says we want something done about.
Well, that's right. And I suppose there were a number of individuals on the Titanic complaining that they hadn't got mint sauce with their lamb just before the ship sank.
Undoubtedly they were, yes. I imagine they were.
But national politicians have to concentrate on the priorities. Wake up, boys. The boat is sinking.
Well, what about law and order? It's one issue that you say you're tough on. Is it a secure place, Onchan?
Well, I think Onchan does very, very well. I've got great admiration for our police force at the moment. The chief constable's doing a very good job. However, having said that, if you can't control drugs in an island environment, then you're lost in Manchester. Now, we've got a really weird situation on the Isle of Man where it costs about four times as much to keep a prisoner as it does to keep a pensioner. So perhaps our priorities are going a little awry somewhere along the way.
Mr. Stoll, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Brian
Thank
Stoll,
you, Jeremy.
One of the candidates for the Onken by-election. It's 8 o'clock.